Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Correlation's 10th annual client conference in beautiful San Diego, California. And speaking of beautiful, look at these beautiful gentlemen we have on our screen.
They must have some good lighting here, Mike, because I don't believe that at all.
Yes.
We have the fine gentleman from Peer IT Credit Union Services, Mr. Jack Smith. Jack, wave, say hi. There he is. And then next to him, Kyle Stutzman as well. Gentlemen, how are you today?
Hey. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Sorry I can't be there with you guys.
Man, it's so beautiful here too. I mean, I love coming to San Diego. So
it's not bad.
It's gorgeous.
I tell you, this is the best time. If you are from out of town, September and October are the best months to come to San Diego. Just telling you from a local's perspective, these are the best months to come here. So having said that, how's the conference going so far? I know it's day one, but how's it going so far?
I think just to be around people, Mike, it's been awesome. I mean, I can't even tell you. Like, this is my first conference in a year and a half since COVID. And that's been the best part of it. It's just seeing people connect, reconnecting, reestablishing those relationships in person. It's just been, I mean, a blessing, to be honest. I've needed it. My mental health needed it, at least.
Yeah, I think everybody.
Good to be around some people. So it's been great.
Yeah. Kyle, you?
We just got out of the 4-hour opening session where Correlation talked about every client they've signed for the last year and a half and what they've implemented.
That's impressive.
It may have not been 4.5. It felt like 4.5. There's a lot of names going across there. But I know there's 200 plus people here, 250 plus.
I think it's like 250.
That's a good crowd.
It's been great. And some prospective clients. I mean, we're running into credit unions. We're like, I don't think you're on Correlation. They're like, no, we're just kind of checking.
I didn't see your name up there.
You're not up there. So that's been fun too, just running into.
Well, the conversations have been awesome. I mean, we've talked to vendors. We've talked to credit unions. We've talked to Correlation. I mean, it's just, I think everybody's just excited to be here and you could feel the energy in the room.
Yeah,
it's
no
just
doubt.
It's really
cool. From technologically speaking, what's being talked about in the hallways there? Because I mean, we have no agenda here talking about, we have no set question or anything. Yeah. But again, you guys are some of the best at ad-libbing and doing things impromptu. So what are you guys hearing in the hallways, technologically speaking?
I mean, the conversations that I've had, a lot of stuff around APIs, connecting to core, a lot of conversations around business intelligence, a lot of conversations around security. I mean, those are really the majority of the conversations that I've personally had. Kyle, I mean.
Yeah, in addition to that, cloud strategies, movements. And one of the reasons is Correlation has some active movement now happening around the Linux x86 version.
Yep.
So, you know, getting away from some of the legacy IBM hardware. So now there's, I think we heard that in November, they're going to actually have a credit union live on Linux on the x86. There's already credit unions that are running it, but they're running it a dual capacity.
Okay.
So that conversation tied in with larger cloud conversations are happening. Security and integrations are key. And use of data overall.
I shouldn't have said BI. It's really data. Data warehousing. Data. It's a lot around data.
Yeah. So it's very good. And you know what people are looking at doing in the next year and two. It's nice to have people talking in about where they're headed and what they're doing, as opposed to, oh, here's what we're doing because of the pandemic. Like, that conversation is really muted. And what now is we're talking about is, where are we going? Mm-hmm. What are we going to use to get there? What help are we getting from others? How can we share information? I'm hearing a lot of that. Let's share our experience.
It's pretty interesting. I think we've only talked about COVID at the conference so far one time that I heard, and that was in the opening remarks, and that was more just about the safety precautions and everything else. Right. But they said, we don't want to talk about that again. So they were done. And really, the focus has been on what you're talking about, the future, how everybody wants to move ahead.
Let's move on.
The strategy. Right. Yeah. So it's really exciting.
So what do you guys want to gain based on the, you know, we've all seen the agenda, the topics and all that good stuff. And you guys have been to the conference in the past. What do you guys want to achieve here? What do you guys want to achieve and take away at the same time? Jack?
For me, it's strengthening the relationships that we currently have, building on the relationships that we'd like to have. I mean, I feel like, you know, just last night we had an event where we took people to happy hour and a dinner down in the Gas Lamp District. And, man, I'm at a credit union I'd never talked to before from Louisiana and had a phenomenal time. Yeah.
Wow.
And just sharing with them, just learning about their credit union, I think those are the conversations that you end up really loving here. Because let me put it this way. Then we talked to him again this morning. Then we had lunch with him. We're going to a ball game with him tonight. So wow. You just don't know, right? That wasn't planned. That was just, hey, you meet people. So for us, it's really that. It's those opportunities just to meet and build relationships and strengthen the relationship. At least that's for me.
Yeah. Best friends forever, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like BFF. You got one now. Okay, good.
I don't know if we're BFFs yet. They might get a little, they might think we're a little aggressive if we go there.
Mike. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
we'll say friends and we're getting.
Okay. BFFs. Yeah. We'll bring it back. We'll taper it down a little bit. All right.
Yeah. The relationship's a good terminology. I think it's really just the partnerships and being able to share stories again. I mean, as a CUSO, we grow not because we have, a specific, widget to hawk or anything. It's just sharing conversations and collaborating and helping people on roadmaps and the direction they're headed. Sorry, losing my ear.
Oh no, can't have that.
So it's that conversations that are fun. Yeah. And it's not just with credit unions. It's also with partners and vendors. Others who are trying to figure out how to help credit unions. And that's the mentality that's been here is not how do I sell my stuff to a credit union, but how can I actually engage, do something meaningful, communicate the right way. And those are fun conversations to have even with partners, even if it's not a direct credit union.
Well, can I tell an anecdotal story that happened to me today? So We had a credit union that came over. We know them. We've talked to them in the past. They've been telling us as soon as we get done with our implementation of our core, we want to talk to you guys about some things. So their core implementation is almost done. They've moved to correlation. And he starts telling me some of the issues he wants to resolve and ask me about a specific thing. And I'm like, we don't do that. I go, but come here, let me walk you around. I know some guys. And I took them around to another vendor. And I said, this guy can help you. I know their work. They can, so it wasn't even about us at that point, right? It was about that. So to Kyle's point, the relationships that we even build with the other vendors to understand, because one of the things that we like to do since we're vendor neutral is we want to know all the products. We want to understand them. We want to do due diligence on them so that if we get a question like that, we're able to say, I can't help you, but we know who can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that kind of stuff, that's what I love about this conference. So
And that's the group of people that you're dealing with. They're at the correlation clientele. I mean, that's the type of people that you're dealing with. And the other thing I was thinking as you're talking, Jack, is like, this wouldn't have happened in 2020, that type of networking, meeting people outside or meeting that person in the exhibit hall and then taking them around to like, hey, these people can help you. That's the type of stuff that that can't happen really virtually. But it really happens in person, and you can't replace that for a live conference. So that's the benefits you get for in-person stuff. That way, I think we kind of forgot about maybe.
Well, this happened in 30 seconds. And in the last couple of years, it's been, you get a call, then it's another email, and then it's set up a call with another partner. Yeah. And you're 2 weeks in, you're like, all I wanted to do is just connect you with somebody that you could have a good conversation with. I mean, what's so hard here? Yeah, it's been nice.
All you gotta do is walk 30 feet over there and you're in, instead of doing the Zoom merry-go-round. So gosh.
And everybody's flexible. I mean, we're not supposed to both be on camera at the same time. And they
worked
with
us because I have my AirPods. So they were like, well, you guys can use those. And we're like, okay.
That's right. We're always trying something new here. It's all good.
We did threaten them though, Mike, with the Step Brothers, where I was gonna sit behind Kyle. And then whenever you'd ask a question, I would just pop out from the back. Let me take that one. But we decided that probably would work real well.
I would highly recommend that as well. Yeah.
So. Is there anything you need us to track down for you while we're here? I mean, there's a lot of people we could go. We're good, but I mean, we'll be your hands and feet.
There's a Cheesecake Factory downtown, I think. If I can get a
slice. It's literally across the street from our hotel.
Yeah, if I can get one of those, that'd be great. Some just
food?
FedEx it
to me. You want some food. So we're his Uber Eats. Oh, we're his DoorDash.
That's great.
No, last question before I let you guys go is like, what's on the docket for the rest of the year for Pure IT? What do you guys have planned? And obviously I know you got tons of work in the pipelines and stuff, but what else you guys got going for the rest of the year?
Wow. Well, I'm going to say something that probably most vendors wouldn't say. I think we're going to work on continuing to improve internally because we've got some issues we need to address. And I, as you're asking the CEO of the company. So, I mean, for me, it's focus on the operational things that we need to get better at.
Yeah.
We're doing fantastic from we're growing. We have a lot of clients. Great things. Right. But I want to continually focus on being good at what we do and delivering on what we do well. And so that's really the focus for us, I think, is just continuing to improve and get better and then hiring. We need to hire. And again, to be very candid, we're struggling because it's man, the market's tough right now for people. And so that's the other big thing for us. The two pushes are operational efficiencies and get some good more people in the team.
Right on, right on. Kyle?
I mean, he covered it. That's where we're headed. I mean, the only other thing we really have on the docket is just reconnect with all the client base. And we have a lot of credit unions that, you know, we've sent an email to, we've had a conversation here or there, but we're trying to really intentional in the last quarter, just have an update conversation. What's going on? If you aren't looking to the future, now is the time to look to the future again.
Completely.
You should be in the budgeting, you know, right this month already. There's a number of budgeting conversations happening, but how do we just reconnect that way? Because it's been so difficult to stay connected, and a lot of people have been busy instead, you know, looking at current needs as opposed to looking to the future.
Yeah, indeed.
And that's changing.
Yeah. But see, Mike, the reason I'm at the conference is because now I have hyperimmunity because I've had COVID and I'm vaccinated. So I figure I'm like the Superman antibodies right now. So.
Wow, I haven't heard that one yet. So I've always wondered, like, people like you. It's like, who's had COVID and vaccinated? Man, you are like.
Well, I was vaccinated before I got COVID, which is crazy. What? So I got vaccinated, then I got it.
Oh my God.
But so it wasn't even that bad when I had it.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes, I feel very blessed because I've heard.
Yeah.
I mean, my grandfather died from it. I mean, so.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. I mean, anyway, my point being is it can be bad, and I was fortunate. So.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a big on that one. So. Yikes, man. Because I remember when you got vaccinated because we had to do an interview one time and you said, I'm just not feeling quite right. Can you give me another extra day?
Mike, can we give an extra day? Because I just got vaccinated. That's right.
I remember that. So, all righty, guys. Well, on that note, be safe, be well, and have some fun. Enjoy the rest of the conference. All right.
Thank you. It's great talking to you.
As well. Likewise, gentlemen. Be well.